Hey, what's up? How everybody's doing? This God family at. We coming back to you live. Coming back to you live. This is episode 3, I believe. Either 3 or 4. Either way, we coming back. We bumming back. And we hitting it harder than ever. Today, I got some topics I want to talk about. I'm going to introduce a new segment on the podcast called Zay's Word. I just got off the phone with Zay. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling good. I'm feeling hyped. I'm getting money every day. So, remember, God loves you. And it's God family act. Yeah. Hey, what's up, y'all? All right, so the next thing that we got coming up on the Anthony Martin podcast today is I'm going to be introducing a new segment. It's called Zay's Word. All right, so Zay is a very important person to the God family regime. And, you know, we hold his opinion at high value. So we're going to go start. I can't talk today. Fuck. We're going to give his opinion on the topics that we go over today. So the next thing that we're going to do is go over some topics that I wrote down, that I picked out, that I found interesting. And once we hit them and address them, then I'm going to give Zay's thoughts on it. And that'll be Zay's Word. But everybody, thank you for tuning in. This is God Family Act. What's up, y'all? God Family Ant back again. We're finna go over the topics for the day. It's just some things that I jotted down, some things that I found interesting. I'm gonna hit them quick and fast, and then we're gonna talk. So the first thing that I got on the agenda for today, as far as the topics, Cardi B has filed for divorce from our boy Offset, the Big Set Boss. What I don't understand is, I don't know. I ain't gonna say what I don't understand, but I mean, I feel like she, you know, might have her reasons, you know what I'm saying? But relationships nowadays, I feel like is a lot of it's based off the wrong things. I feel like times and things are fickle. I feel like women are fickle, to be honest. I feel like men not solid. I feel like we live in a different day and age. So ain't no telling, man. I can't say Cardi was doing this. I can't say the Set Boss was doing whatever. I don't know. We don't know. We can't speculate. But I do know one thing. Kind of makes me scared on getting married, man. Just recommitting and even being in another relationship, you know. If you know my history, you know my relationship history, you know what I'm saying? That'll be here nor there. I'll probably talk about that in the future. But, yeah, it's just very upsetting, man. They look good together. They got a beautiful daughter, Culture. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful baby. Beautiful baby. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they can come together for the sake of the child. Next thing I got up. Notorious B.I.G.'s plastic crown sells for $600,000 at the Soda Bop Hip Hop auctions in New York. Only thing I got to say is respect. Biggie was a legend. Biggie deserved everything that he got. He did not deserve to die the way that he died, but his children do deserve the life that they have, you know, to live off the, you know, benefit of what their father did. That's the goal of every man, that, you know, once they pass away, pass something down to their children so they can live comfortably. So, you know, salute that man. Next thing we got up on the agenda, Tory Lanez's ex-bodyguard speaks on the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation, saying that he never really seen Tory be physical with women. He said he usually gets them away if they get the trip and get them an Uber, get them the fuck on. And that's what I suggest to any of the homies dealing with a female and she losing the shit, she might be spazzing out. You know, women push you to that place, you know, just get the fuck out of there. At the same time, I never will hold up a man popping somebody in the leg or shooting a female in general. We don't stand for that over here at the Anthony Martin Podcast. God, family, my set, we don't stand for that. You know, so, Tory, you in a hell of a predicament. I ain't gonna lie to you, my boy. But, I hope you use your head, think smart, and you come up from behind this shit. But right now, they ready to dun you off. Just is what it is. Next thing we got on the topics, DJ Academics and Adam 22 of the No Jumper Podcast. may have some kind of heated debate. I was checking it out last night before I went to bed. And, of course, they had Selena Powell there. Contrary to popular belief, what I think about Selena Powell, she looks like a lost girl to me. And, you know, men, we wolves out here. And she looked like she got devoured by wolves. That's what she looked like to me. She looked like lunch. She looked like lunch. And she like, she don't know which way to go. Mind you, that doesn't excuse her from the fuck shit that she do. It don't excuse her for none of that. It don't. Like, because she be on fuck shit, too. You know, a lot of these bitches want to play like, well, I'm sorry, excuse me, I don't want to disrespect women on the Anthony Martin podcast, but a lot of these females want to sit back and play the innocent role when they got their hands just as dirty and they got the knife behind their back. It's none of that. You understand what I'm saying? It's none of that over here. But to get into the conversations that they were having, there was some back and forth. Adam was slinging some dirt on AK. We all know AK is a nut, you know, so he had Selena on there. He was using her good and using her up. Like I was saying, she was lunch for the real wolves out here. And what I seen was just a big triangle of bullshit, really. But I'm going to speak on everybody's role. I feel like Act is just trying to, like, assert his dominance. We already know Act is Act, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Act, but he be on that fuck shit. He be on that bullshit. I'm a fan of Adam 22, but he do be trying to play that white clueless role. Like, we not gonna pretend like you ain't make some of the comments that you made. And I watched the No Jumper podcast. I be seeing the little shit he be saying. The little, he be dabbing over here. I don't know. I'm just a friend of the culture. Playing that role. I'm from the South. I've been seeing white people play the fucking innocent role my whole life. He's not innocent. So get that past your fucking heads. He's not innocent. So, my whole conjecture, conclusion on that situation is that it's a big fucking mess, man. And it's entertaining. That's what they want. They all three of them wants to entertain and get people in thirsty for the attention. Let them have the attention. Let them have the attention, man. That's what the business is. It's the entertainment industry. It's the entertainment business. So, they're just entertaining. I'm thoroughly entertained. I'm watching. I ain't gonna cap, I'm watching. So they doing what they supposed to do and salute them. Last thing I want to talk about is something personal to the state of Tennessee. If you don't know by now, Anthony Martin, I hail from Tennessee. I was raised here, moved around a couple, you know, places, you know, boop, boop, bop, bop. I've been, you know, all over or whatever. But, you know, back home, it's very set in its ways. It's very, it could be not working, but if it works for a few people, they won't progress. And I'm going to give you an example of non-progression. Tennessee marijuana laws lag behind other states. All right? Now, in November 2018, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Utah approved compassionate medical cannabis laws. Okay, so I'm reading from notes. Yeah, I can't. Compassionate. I sound like goofy. Bringing the total number to 33 states that medically allows people to smoke cannabis, you know, to help deal with things of that nature. All right. Soon following suit was South Dakota, North Dakota, and believe it or not, racist ass old Mississippi burning is following suit now. So these are the three new states that are following suit with this, you know, to try to jump on the wave of something that they should have been got on. As you can tell, I feel strongly about cannabis and medical marijuana because I believe it can help people, as well as I'm a recreational user. I like to smoke me some good green. You know, roll me up a backwood, roll me up a blunt, that me. All right? But, yeah, it's amazing to me that South Dakota, Nebraska, and Mississippi is getting the point that bringing it to 33 states total. You know, this is very progressive. This is the wave of the future. This is, you know, moving forward. We're not stuck in the old ways of thinking. But good old Tennessee, good old home of the Klan. This is what we're going to talk about. Meanwhile, Tennessee is increasingly lonely in its continued criminalization of its patients who have used it as far safer treatment than opioids. Continued criminalization. Continued criminalization. I mean, they still want to fuck people over for smoking some shit that is put on this earth to fucking help us. Why? Because the old fucks at the top deserve to be knocked off the hill, and we want to stick to our old guns and the old traditional racist ways, traditional southern ways. I don't like it. That's why I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here. All right. Now, Tennessee doesn't have voter initiative process, so only the elected officials can change state laws. Now, let me say that again. Tennessee doesn't have voter initiative process, meaning that the people at the top are the only people that can change laws. The same people that grew up in the bullshit I was talking about, that believe in the bullshit, the non-progressive ways, the racism, that's what they're hiding under, the racism, good old make America great, all lives matter bullshit. That's what they're hiding under. All right, I'm gonna read you some comments that the fucking House Speaker said. All right, House Speaker Cameron Sexton said it's against federal law. That's it. They asked him about it. They had a big conviction about it. Everybody sat down, voted, and then they spoke to Tennessee. Of course, they failed us. And Cameron Sexton, House Speaker Representative, said it's against federal law. And when it becomes not against federal law, then we can talk. Not, we'll get it passed, then we can talk. Bullshit. Fucking our sorry ass governor, Bill Lee, said even if it was to be passed, he would want to explore other alternatives first. What other alternatives? Opioids? You're probably popping pills. I'm gonna tell you a story one time. When I was living in Nashville, I was hanging out with somebody and they were serving. White dude, he was serving. This was after class. I was going to SAE Nashville and we was hanging out at his house. And one of the fucking politician's kids pulled up trying to get every type of drug. See, this is what people don't see. These are the same people that are fucking holding us back. Us Tennesseans who think progressive, who not on this same wave as everybody else. The new kids, you know what I'm saying? The angel, the indigo children that want the shit to progress. It's sad that it's clouded by racism and darkness. It's sad. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for the moment. I done lived out of state a couple times. I have no problem with me getting the fuck back out of state. I have no problem with that. My state got to do better, man. Tennessee, we got to do better. But yeah, that was our topics today. I believe I hit every point with passion. And if you feel me, you feel me. If you don't, either way, I don't care. But yeah, this has been our topics, man. God, family, and I'll come back to y'all with the music selection. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back. All right, our music selection today, all right, what I'm going to do is I usually have a song that's pre-selected before I even do the podcast. Today, we don't have that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and log on to my YouTube, and I'm going to scroll down to my playlist, and I'm going to play y'all something that you might have heard, that you might not have heard, and let you get a feel for it, and, you know, get you a little taste of my playlist so you can, you know, hear something that I'm interested in. I don't know which direction or which way I'm going to go for this, but whichever way I go, it'll be an enjoyable listen. If you like it, good. If you don't, it doesn't matter. It's God, family, and...
Now he might end up taking me out. He might end up taking me down. Won't feel safe if he around. Bro, them ain't gon' like how they sound. Cause bitch, you came up in the ground. You can hear what that tech up you found. To be quiet, cause these niggas loud. Man, I don't know why he told. That boy was realer than the bitch, man, I don't know why he fought. He could've hit them with the script, but he ain't sugarcoat. He told him what he told. That was my brother, he bogus. Gotta act like I don't know him. Don't call my phone no more. That nigga laughed at me in my face, don't know what he on no more. I even asked him, was it true? He told me, nah, look, bro. Bitch, what you lying for? You had me crying, bro. Could've did that time, ho. Oh, you a witness now. The realest nigga that I knew, you done turned Mickey Mouse. I heard they got you in that room, you put that business out. I heard they gave your ass some food, said you was getting out. Bitch, sit your dumb ass down. See, I would've bonded you out. You could've stayed at my house. You took the easiest. I wonder when he getting out. Who he gon' hang with now? Man, that nigga dangerous now. He might end up taking me out. He might end up taking me down. Won't feel safe if he around. Bro, them ain't gon' like how they sound. Cause if we came up in the ground, you can hear what that tech up you found. To be crackin', these niggas loud. Man, I don't know why he told. That boy was realer than the bitch, man, I don't know why he folded. He could've hit them with the script, but he ain't sugarcoated. He told him what he told him. That was my brother, he bogus. Gotta act like I don't know him. Don't call my phone no more. That nigga laughed. Don't know what he on no more. I even asked him what he told me, Nala. Bitch, what you lying? You had me cry. Could've did that time.
What you just heard was King Von, Why He Told. It's one of my favorite songs that's out right now. It speaks a lot. I know a lot of niggas that told, and I still have the same question, like, why? If I could ask you and look in your eye, you know who you are. You know who you are. But the next thing we're going to do is we're going to have Zay's word, and then we're going to close it all out. It's been real. I've enjoyed my time with y'all today. For real, for real. Scott family, yeah. All right, what we have now is Zay's word. I spoke with Zay earlier on the phone, and we went over some of the topics that I've written down or that I went over earlier, and I'm just going to give his opinion on the thought. I spoke with him about the Cardi B and Offset divorce, and when I spoke to him initially on the phone, he told me that he had heard prior to me hearing about it, and that there's apparently a video, or I mean, obviously now there's a video because Hot 97 is the source I got onto it, you know, and they're like the fourth or fifth best, I guess, hip hop media coverage now. My own opinion. I'm not putting my own opinion into Zay's words, but he said that there's a video out now where she speaks on it, or where she admits to it, and you know, he just uttered the same sentiments that I have about being able to trust in a relationship, and marriage is difficult. And he was saying pretty much to keep your eye on these women out here, man. Keep your eye on these women, and definitely females, keep your eye on these dudes out here. You got to be safe. You got to be careful. You never know what anybody is doing or has on their mind, or or what they're thinking about, or if they're committed as you, or if they're taking things as seriously as you, or if they're not taking things as seriously as you, you never know. But we both come to the consensus that they have a child culture, beautiful child, and Zay's word is the child is born for it, than all the BS. So that's straight out of Zay's mouth. Normally, I would write his thoughts down. I didn't write it down today. We were just talking about a light, talking about life. But, yeah, that's generally his general consensus of things. So, that's been Zay's word for today. And that has been the Anthony Martin podcast for today. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And as always, I would like to thank anybody who opens their ears and opens their hearts to anything that I have to say. We will be coming back to YouTube. I'm, you know, working on filming, so you'll get to see me live. And the audio for this will match the same audio. I'm going to make everything, you know, come together. But, yeah. Anthony Martin, the success story. God, Family, Music, Money, the set. Country Kang. Mothership, Volume 1. Thomas's Tribulation, the book. There's many more. It's all coming to y'all, man. I just want to thank anybody again. Y'all have a good day, man. It's God, Family, and...